you sound exactly like him. Hey, just earlier at Hogan on the other side, when I left Oak Ridge and Transit Center, I had a white male get on with some loud music. He sat down and I asked him to turn down the music, and he kept saying, asking me, hey, you don't like it? So finally he turned it down, and then he had a big can in his hand, and I wondered if it maybe it was alcoholic. So I asked him, you know, is that, what type of beverage is that? And he was getting really sarcastic with me, and before that he was telling me, just drive your bus, do your job. And I, you know, had to approach him. I put my forewheels on, pulled up to the next stop at Hogan. And he told me, you know, step back and all this. And it looked like it was an iced tea can, but I wanted to make sure. Anyway, he then said he's going to get off, and he says he's going to be calling in about me and all this. I just want this on the recorded line to let you know what happened.
Okay, it is recorded. However, TriMet does not want you to leave the operator's seat whatsoever. One, it's for your safety, because once you leave the operator's seat, you don't have easy access to your communications. And two, walking up on to customers in a manner that like that could be deemed aggressive. So I would never get out of the seat for something like that. I mean, of course, you have to get your seat to secure wheelchairs or whatnot. And if you have something like that, just call up. It took me a little bit to get to you because I had a silent alarm that I was dealing with, so you got to understand that there's a priority order call list that we have, and we have to go in priority order. So if you don't see the beverage, just leave it alone. Just assume that it is something okay. I would not put your safety in harm's way over a beverage. All right, thank you, and I hope you have a safe day. 11:25.